In episode 12, our hosts Mitch Glenn and Brad Wiegman interview professional bass angler Stephen Browning. The Bass Pro Tour angler has numerous accolades, including qualifying for 10 Bassmaster Classic Championships and one Major League Fishing Red Crest. Browning talks about being a professional angler along with his up-and-coming bass fishing son, Bo. Tackle Time features Pico Lures, Wide Gap football jig heads, combined with the large worm, ledge fishing. And now, broadcasting from deep in the heart of the Ozarks, your hosts, Mitch Glenn, owner of Pico Lures and national sales manager for major fishing companies, and Brad Wiegman, an outdoor writer, fishing guide, photographer, and social media content manager. Together, your hosts will cover everything from fishing for crappie, bass, and other game fish, to interviewing renowned fishing guides and pros on the hottest lakes and rivers. Fishing Guide Podcast is sponsored by Pico Lures, founded in 1933. Legendary Pico Lures has a complete line of fishing tackle for any angler and all game fish. Pico's famous for its Pico Perch, Side Shad, Pop, Little Pop, and its crankbaits are the hottest crankbaits with 25 color patterns and growing. Pico's jig heads, soft plastic lures, and marabou jigs will fill your buckets and live well full of game fish. Pico also has an exclusive line of bass fishing jig heads. Several of these Pico jig heads feature the easy keeper coil system. And now, here are your hosts, Mitch and Brad.
Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Wiegman, along with my co-host, Mitch Glenn.
Hey, Brad. Man, have we got somebody today.
I tell you what. Superstar.
Superstar. Stephen Browning.
There you go. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How about yourselves?
We're doing good. Arkansas boys on the show today.
Hey, this all Razorback episode here.
Kinda, go Hogs.
I was kind of thinking maybe we should have had your son on here too.
He would do it. I promise you. But yeah. He's out fishing right now, and it's
well, darn the luck.
That's typically what he does about every day of the week.
He's not using your boat and your gas, is he?
He is definitely not using my boat, but he probably is using my gas.
Oh, well.
I'll tell you what, Steven's been around a long time. He turned pro in 1996. He's competed in over 250 professional level bass tournaments across the United States. He's qualified for 10 Bassmaster Classic champions. I have to catch a breath because there's more. He starred in the Wild Rules reality survival series. He competed documented a trip down the entire Mississippi River. And what else? He also graduated with a bachelor degree in fish and wildlife from Arkansas Tech University. So tell us, what have you not done, Stephen Brown?
Well, I don't know. I participated in the Great Outdoor Games, which was a ESPN deal years ago. Let me throw you another one. This is great for your listeners, and I know the Extreme Home Makeover. I was on an episode of Extreme Home Makeover.
No kidding.
So I guess that's about it.
That's about it. And in between there, somewhere you had a son, right? Like sometime
exactly.
You just squeezed that in there.
He must took a day off somewhere.
I don't know. I don't think he took a day off.
Yeah.
Tammy and I have an 18-year-old just graduated high school this year. If that's what you call it. I don't know what they're calling it this year, but he has his high school diploma.
He don't have to go back anymore.
He does not have to go back. Yeah, it's a funny story. Quick, the principal calls all their seniors, to kind of get a, say, look, if they needed to work on their grades, and, he was inviting them to come back to school or do some online stuff to kind of boost their grades up. So he calls Bo. Bo's, of course, out fishing. He goes, Bo, your grades are fine. There's not really much else you can do except worry about catching the next one. And Bo goes, that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Give his full-time attention to that.
He was good to go.
Yep.
Your son's kind of following in your footsteps.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I hope he doesn't follow in my footsteps, Brad, and I hope he creates his own. And I don't mean that in a and condescending or anything like that. But you know, it's a tough road to go. But he wants to become a professional angler, and he's kind of setting the stage, you know, kind of laying the groundwork right now to do it. And you know, I've got some good footsteps, but you know, I want him to be Bo Browning. I don't want him to be Stephen Browning's son, so to speak.
Right. So what are you working on him? How are you going about that? I mean, are you withholding things for him to make him find his own way, or are you trying to give him a little advice on how to find his own way?
Well, the main thing that I tell not only him, but all the young kids his age that inspire to become a professional angler is you've got to, number one, get out of bed and go hit the body of water. And, you know, and I'm talking about, you know, it's cloudy, rainy, nasty out here today. And he got out of bed and he went fishing. And, you know, time on the water really separates fishing from, I guess, separates catching from fishing, you know. I mean,
The more you go, the luckier you get.
The more you go, the more you learn, the more, you know, you have to be in that mentality of every day on the water is a new experience. Try to relate, you know, that day compared to another day. And, you know,
Will he have any intent? Is he going on to college? Is he going to try a college fishing team?
He's going to college. He is actually going to Drury University in Springfield, Missouri. Rick Emmett is their head coach. Rick and I have actually worked together several years now through the White River Marine Group. You know, my relationship with Triton.
Right.
And he actually has been recruited. He was started recruiting Bo when he was like in the ninth grade.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, he has laid the groundwork for Bo to become, you know, hopefully one of, you know, Drury stars. And, you know, I keep telling him he's got a pretty heavy load on his shoulders, you know, coming in as a freshman and you know, competing at the college level. But he has actually competed in several of the BASS Opens. He started as a co-angler and finished in the top 10 finished eighth or ninth, I think, in the co-angler division. And Tammy and I told him if he was, you know, good enough to do that, then we'd pay his, you know, entry fees in the pros at pro level. And he did that last year. And, you know, unfortunately, the way that everything's kind of shaping up this year, we've kind of had to back out of a few events.
Right.
Just simply scheduling wise. You know, some people might send their 18-year-old out on a, you know, out in the world, but you know, I'd like to be with him, and I was able to fish a few tournaments last year with him, you know, being there on site with him, so to speak, not technically with him. So he's dabbled in you know, in some of the BASS Opens on both. He is you know, fishes everything around here that he possibly can, team tournaments and individual tournaments. So you know, tournament experience is you know, is what we're working on right now, for sure.
That is another level of fishing.
It is. It certainly is. And, you know, understanding how to fish multiple day tournaments. You know, I think that's kind of what separates, you know, those that have success and those that are kind of one hit wonders. You put them in a multiple day situation and they go out and have one great day, but they don't know how to fall back and, you know, change things up and, you know, that type of, you know, that case scenario.
Right. Yeah, you learn a lot about fish and backup plans and strategies in multi-day tournaments.
Absolutely.
So you actually fished in the Bassmaster Elite Series, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yep, and so that's how you qualified for the 10 Bassmaster Classic Champions.
Right. Right.
Championships. And so tell us a little bit, what's the difference between, you know, what's the biggest difference between major league fishing and fishing like the elites?
Well, you know, it goes back to the theory that a five fish limit angler, you know, he doesn't have to get, say, any more than, you know, if you're on good fish and you're on the right quality fish, you know, a good day in a five fish limit tournament for me was about eight keeper bites a day. Right. If it was any more than about 8 keeper bites, and you know, it was a, that was a great day. You know, with the Major League Fishing and the Bass Pro Tour, it's like, if you only get 8 bites a day, you're going to be so far behind.
Yeah.
And you know, it, you just are.
You need 8 bites in the first hour.
You need 8 bites in the first hour. I mean, it literally is a deal where, you know, last year when we had the 1 pound minimum to be a scoreable bass, you needed to be getting, you needed to be weighing a fish about every 12 to 14 minutes.
Yep.
It's changed a little bit this year with the 2 pound, you know, you need to be weighing, you know, probably 5 or 6 per period, you know, for a 2.5 hour period, you need to be weighing about 5 or 6, one about every 30 minutes,
right,
is about on course. But, it's just, it goes back to, you know, fishing. When I started fishing, I loved to get bites, and, you know, that's kind of where the BPT deal is. And, you know, compared to, say, the Elite Series, it's right. It's just a different mentality of, I've got to figure out how to catch fish and a lot of them, compared to, I just need to get, you know, 6 to 8 bites a day.
Right.
And some of these reservoirs that you've gone to, have you gone to all of them that they're going to, or are some of these new?
No, you know, most of them, you know, last year up at Winnebago, you know, in that chain, that was a different body of water, but the majority of the bodies of water that we're going to are, you know, were familiar. You know, one of the things, you know, that kind of gives us a leg up, I guess you might say, I don't know if you'd call it that, if that's the right word, but we only fish, there's no more than 40 of us on the water at any one given day. We don't have to have a huge body of water to suck up the whole field. There's only 40. So, you know, hopefully in the future, you're going to start seeing some more smaller bodies of water that are really good fisheries in some of these different parts of the country that, you don't hear a lot about of, and kind of, you know, kind of exposing some really good venues, through our format.
Right. I've actually noticed how, with that, MLF tour, that they've taken larger bodies of water. I mean, not necessarily giant bodies, but they'll break them down to you guys in 3 different portions. You can fish one section one day, and then you have to go to the other end of the lake.
That's exactly right. You fish the river section one day, and then they'll stick you down at the dam the other section. And that just, the guys that can adapt really quick,
yep,
that's normally the ones that have success.
You are official river rat, are you not?
I would definitely say any time that I back my boat in the body of water yeah, has river in it,
yeah,
that I get a little warm fuzzy feeling, I can promise you.
You and I bumped heads a few times back in the Sonny Reynolds Red Man days. Remember him?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah,
we remember Sonny.
Yeah.
Great tournament.
Yep, those were some good times back then.
Yes, they were.
Are you guys giving away your age?
Yeah, maybe.
No.
We were just punk kids back then, right?
Anytime you bring up in tournaments, people are so weird, and it's like, you know, you don't you remember the Red Man?
Yeah.
You know, and they look at you like, I don't even know where you're coming from.
Yeah, I even fished the Golden Blends one year, man. Remember them?
Yeah, I did, but you know that was about the time that I was really trying to get into it. The Golden Blends transferred over to the tour,
right?
You know, back in the late mid nineties, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a lot of we were. I was talking to some of the guys this morning about you know, the Martin Perkins, Mutual of Omaha, you know, a younger guy, and he was like, "What are y'all talking about?"
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. So you've had pretty interesting career though with Major League Fishing. Like, you've just made the cut some days. Like, you like to live on the line, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't like getting way ahead and showing off and catching all those fish and getting a day off.
know, if you look back at my career, I have a lot of just yes and just that's. I mean, I really do. I'm barely missing a cut or paycheck or whatever. And, you know, you look back over the year and you go, boy, I would like that. So 500 pounds just spread out. You know, one, you take a few ounces, just turn a quarter of a pound here, and the next thing you know, you're in the top 10 of every one of them. So, you know, for some reason, you know, the good Lord just, he keeps me somehow, some way. But, you know, I can promise you if what my career has done and some of the finishes that I have had over my years, the heartbreaks that, There would have been a big group of guys that would just said, heck, it's not even worth it. But, right. I don't take that attitude. I take the positive attitude.
Hey, you know what? The hero always rides in at the last second to save the day.
That's right. That is exactly right.
I can understand what you're saying more than most, man.
So do you actually have any goals left? I mean, think about everything that you've done. I mean, you've even fished with Brad Weekman on different we've fished on a couple of different reservoirs and got to shoot some video of you, you know, and actually what people should know is you're very informative. Like when you go fishing with Steven, he's telling you like how to catch fish, but he explains it to you in simple terms. You know, I mean, it makes it easy to understand.
That may be the Arkansas coming out in me, Brad.
Yeah.
you know, you try to keep everything real, real simple. That way everybody can should understand.
Do you have any goals left?
What would they be? I mean, you know, one of the things is with this Red Crest and it being new and all, I want to continue making those. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You know, even I'm still competing against, in my opinion, some of the very, very best, without a doubt, the very best tournament anglers in the world. And, you talk about tournament anglers and you talk about fishermen. There are some tremendously good fishermen here in the state of Arkansas and all across the country. But there's something about a tournament angler, a guy that can get it done in a short period of time that, it just – that level of competitiveness just kind of comes out in you. And, I enjoy competing against the very best and I hope to continue to make several more of these Red Crest events. I made the inaugural one, this past year. And, again, was that one fish out of making a championship round, but, you put yourself in those positions enough times, when the tide does turn, then it's going to be your day. So, my goal is to make every top 10 every time I back my boat in water. Whatever the final day cut is, that's where I want to be. And, I want to continue to be a good father to my son, a good teacher, a good mentor to him, because, I honestly think that he has what it takes to be one of the very best at this game. And, I'm not saying that because he's my son. I've watched how much passion he has for bass fishing. And, and it's just it's just a pleasure watching him grow each and every day.
Well, I'm sure he's probably learning from watching his dad and knowing how to take that next step, maybe.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
So what'd you think of lacrosse?
I'm looking forward. You know, we actually have a FLW event up there. I think it's in July, maybe. The BPT guys, the Bass Pro Tour guys, are going to be able to fish right. The last three FLW events. So, lacrosse is one of my all-time favorite places.
That's a fishing hole, ain't it?
It really is. Yeah. And
for a couple old boys that grew up on Arkansas River, man, that place is like a dream. That's like Dardanelle back in the 70s.
Back in the day.
Yep.
the fun thing about that whole Mississippi River, even above La Crosse and below La Crosse and even on down into Iowa,
yep.
It is just an incredible bass fishery. And, it doesn't receive the pressure as the Mississippi River does, you know, down lower, or the Arkansas River or the Washita River and some of these other rivers that we grew up fishing. And it's just a lot of fun. It's almost like those fish up there read the magazines.
Yeah,
you know,
they do exactly what they're supposed to do, when they do it, where they should do it.
Exactly right. And it makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, Brad and I got to fish up there last summer. It was amazing.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
I have a tip for you. Go find this guy named Tom Monsieur and just follow him around. And even if you
when you just get in a boat with him.
Even if you get the scraps, you're going to come in second place.
Well, you know that Tom Monsieur is licking his chops when they announced La Crosse West Coast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He must have thought Santa Claus came through his door.
Coming in July.
Yeah. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I mean,
the other thing is, you know, they originally had one of the events scheduled for Dardanelle.
Right. Yes.
And and then they decided that it wasn't big enough for that many boats and a potential 200 man field, so they moved it up to La Crosse. So when they announced that they were going to allow us that the FLW guys that fish on there, you know, said that, hey, if they want to come over here and get them some, y'all come, big boys. And so I was excited, and then they changed the Dardanelle one and went to La Crosse, which it has the river in its name, so
they never fished in the Peach Festival down there, did they? That 200 boats would have been a light day for that.
Yes, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Nice. I think Darnell could have handled that many boats.
It possibly could have. Possibly could have.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah, I usually write the articles, so when those fish, when they're biting real good and I'm catching them doing what I want to, I'm usually pretty happy about it. But when I don't catch fish, I just tell people those fish haven't read my articles.
Yeah. That's exactly right, man. That's exactly right. Those are uneducated fish. That's what the problem is.
Yeah.
What can I say? Sometimes they just don't listen.
So, am I right in thinking that Red Crest is out of Tulsa this year?
Will be the next late winter, early spring next year.
Right,
it sure is. So, I'm in like 43rd in points, I think, right now. They're gonna supposedly take the top 30. So I've got a little work to do in these next two events for sure.
Yep.
Well, all right.
Coming out of Tulsa, there's no telling what body of water you'll get to fish, though.
You are exactly right. I mean, it could be
on Grand, Fort Gibson, Arkansas River.
That's exactly right.
Keystone.
Uchi. I mean, there's a lot of little, smaller lakes around there that they could go to any of them or all of them.
Yeah, multiple a day.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
That is exactly right.
I'll be done. So how many boats do you own? I was curious about that. I've never asked you, but how many boats do you own?
Including kayaks and paddle boards, it would be six.
Six.
Wow.
Yeah. I've got my Let's Jump Sandbars and Get in the Backwater kind of boat. We've got our Tritons or fiberglass Tritons that don't scratch the bottom up. I got kayaks for floating down the rivers and all that fun stuff. So it's I try to keep everything covered.
Man's got to know his limitations.
That's exactly right. I've got a kayak that's got the little paddle system to it. You can cover water, and I also got that one that you just throw in the back of the truck in case old Farmer Joe says, "Hey, come fish my little cow pond."
Right,
I've got that one too, so I got it covered.
Yeah,
there you go. My goodness. All right, so if people want to find out more about you and follow you, where would they start going?
Instagram at Stephen Browning Outdoors. I've got a Facebook. It's just a fan page of Stephen Browning. And then on Twitter, it's Browning Fish. And then I have StephenBrowningOutdoors.com.
All right.
Okay. Sounds good. We sure appreciate you being on the show.
Well, I appreciate you gentlemen having me, and anytime, and I guess I'm going to have to set my goals a little higher, so I'll get in the boat with Brad Wigman one more time.
Oh, yep. We need to do that. We need one more media trip, and
exactly.
Maybe not to Kentucky Lake, but somewhere.
Yeah, that time of year.
We exactly. may have to just set one up ourselves, you know, just set up kind of a media trip, run down that way to the river and do it.
I'm all in. All in, Brad, anytime.
Thank you, Stephen.
You bet. Thank you, gentlemen.
Bye.
Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures, famous for the Pico Perch, Pop, Little Pop, Side Shads, Deep Diving Crankbait, Square Bill Crankbaits, Bass Jig Heads, and a complete line of fishing tackle for crappie and other game fish.
Hey, let's talk Tackle Time. You know what, Brad? Summer's right around the corner. One of everybody's favorite things to do in the summer, we know where those fish are going to be. They're going to be on a ledge. They like to follow break lines and ledges and drop-offs. One of the greatest little deals that we've got here at Pico for getting down on that ledge are these wide-gap football heads. They've got the Easy Start Keeper system on it. You can put you a big worm all the way up to like that 16-inch size cream Coach Whip worm. You can take these things. We make them all the way up to a 5/8 ounce. Half ounce works really well for me. It's got a big wide gap forged 4-0 hook in it. You can get that worm out there. You can throw that a mile. You can put it down on the bottom on that ledge. And my tip to you today is to just point your rod right at that thing once it makes contact with the bottom and treat it like a crankbait. Just slowly crank it and keep it in motion on the bottom. You guys try that, you'll catch more fish, and you'll catch some big ones, too.
There you go. Man, what a great show we had. It's Stephen Browning on the show. He's a Major League Fishing pro. And
He's a man's man. He's done everything.
He has. I can't even go over everything that he's done in his life, so I will just say that he's done everything. There's nothing he hasn't done, but – you know, he still has goals, even though he's done that good. He's looking to get in the Red Crest again this year, and he's in 43rd place currently, and he has to be in the top 30, so we know that's going to happen. We know he's going to go up there and fish in Wisconsin up there at La Crosse.
Oh, my gosh, geez.
And we've both been there. We've been there at the same time.
I'm just looking for an excuse to go back.
It's pretty good. And his son is also a great fisherman, too. Right. So we'll expect we may have to have him on the show. We'll have him on, like, maybe some college angler show or something like that. But, man, it's pretty awesome to have people like that on the show that you've known for a long time. And thanks for listening to the Fishing Guide podcast this week. Man, what a great show we had. If this is the first time you've been listening to the show, you know, make sure you subscribe, rate our show, leave us a comment.
Give us some suggestions. What do you want to hear about?
There you go. For Mitch and myself, keep your hooks sharp and lures in the water.